big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host, and this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Justin Nava, because honestly, anytime I have a website question or I've thought about a website or need to process something about a website, I tend to think of Justin Nava. And ironically, today I have a website question, because honestly, by now we all know that for a business or for a church, it's so important to have a website. But here's the deal. You don't want them to just stay on the website and just look at all the stuff on the website. Yes, I mean, that is good. But you want them to take a next step out of that as well. So how do you optimize your website so that people can take next steps and can do something with that? And then, you know, you can make some real connections there. Well, that's what Justin and I talk about today. So without any further ado, let's get in the conversation right now with Justin Nava talking about how to optimize your website for next steps. All right, with me right now is my friend. Wait, let me start that over again. All right, with me right now is my friend Justin Nava. Justin, how are you?
How's it going, Tom? I am doing just swell on this hot Tuesday. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, when you say hot, what does hot mean to you? What's the temperature like?
Right now, my car says 104.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So it's probably only 101, 102 only. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty hot today.
Yeah, it's definitely hotter where you're at than where I'm at. But, you know, we've actually had a few cool mornings recently. It's almost been like fall, even though it's still summer. But
well, I'm incredibly jealous.
I actually ran outside the past two mornings and I was like, this is great. And then this morning I ran outside and it was starting to get hot and muggy. I'm like, nope, this is not great. You know, this is not good at all. So, all right, Justin, well, I'm excited that you're on the podcast and we're going to talk about some web page stuff because I love coming to you with web page questions. You are the expert I love to come to on that. But just in case anybody does not know who you are, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I've been working in the church in some capacity since 2006, starting as an intern. And then I turned into full-time church work. And then I turned into freelancing. And then now that's transitioning into sort of helping churches all around the U.S. Get more guests on a Sunday morning and more people to their events, whatever your goals are, using the modern methods of marketing and an online reputation and presence to get your message out there. Yeah. And so basically what I do is anywhere from consulting to actually building your website, to running the ads for you, setting up your online presence so you look better when people Google you, that kind of thing. So it's really been born out of wanting to stay with the church despite wherever God takes our family, which is all over Texas recently, and just using my talents to serve the best of my ability.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. And we're going to hit on it a little bit more later, but what is your website that we can just point people to so they can look at it right now?
Yeah, sure. They can go to justinnava.com. We'll put a link down below, Justin and then Nava, NAVA.com.
Yeah. And you are a great resource. I can just tell you that because you're in the digital boot camp, you know, answering questions whenever I really need it or whenever someone else really needs it. Because again, your expertise in websites has been very helpful to me. I still cringe every time I think about you doing that audit on my church's website and saying, why is this here? And your input and suggestions were so well, I mean, they're so well received. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But it takes that extra set of eyes, that guy who really focuses on someone like you that can really help us see something that we have a blind spot in.
Yeah, and I guess I got to work in my delivery because you're like the second person to tell me, oh, I heard your audit and I just cringed. And I'm like, no, that's not the point. You should get excited. You like, oh man, I finally have a direction. It's great.
Well, yes, it is great. It just, I cringe because I was like, dang it, I should have known that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But again, I'm not
It's a bit like when you walk into the gym after being out of it for a couple of years and you realize just how much of a dad bod you got. And you're like, oh, man, where have I been? it's a little like that, but that's good. I'll be your personal trainer and we'll get you on the right track.
That's good. That's good. All right. So let's talk about websites, because we all know the value of websites and how important it is how important it is for your church to have a presence and website. But the thing I want to know about, really talk to you a little bit about, is how can we move people from the website, the web page, to the next step? Are there things that we can do on our websites that really set them up maybe for an in-person visit or for anything else, even digitally? Is there something that are there steps that we can do on our website to really prepare people to move them to the next step?
Yeah, so I always compare it to back in the 70s, 80s, even into the 90s. You put out a sign in your yard, you spent $20,000, $30,000, maybe you got a deal, but you still spent $10,000 on a new sign. It looked amazing, had your service times, maybe a marquee, you could change things. And you used to stand outside on your yard and you'd watch all these cars pass by. Maybe you had a survey and you knew 15,000 cars were going to pass your sign every day. You sat out there and you'd say, boy, I hope they saw my sign. I hope they saw that the church is here. I hope they saw our service times. I hope they saw us. I hope they noticed us. And that was it. That's all you did. That was a huge investment. And that's basically what you got out of it, was a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. Now, signs are fine. Signs are a good investment. I think every church needs a sign, a good sign. However, as we move into the digital age, we kind of took that sitting on the porch watching passerbys, hoping they see us. We kind of took that into the digital age. And we put up a website a lot of times because we were just told to have one. But we put one up and said, boy, I hope people see it. Like, hey, we're going to print it at the bottom of our flyers, maybe at the bottom of our VBS. Maybe we'll ask Yellow Pages and we'll put it on there. Maybe we buy a Chamber of Commerce ad and our website is listed there. And we just sit there and say, boy, I hope people see our website. And we don't have to do that anymore. There's two sides of it. There's active engagement and passive engagement that you can track. Today, we're going to be mainly talking about active engagement. Passive engagement, real quick, is basically pixeling your website using Google Analytics and seeing what pages people are coming to for how long, what's your bounce rate, what pages are they visiting, how are they flowing through your website. You can see all that by basically tracking them. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be talking about that today. Today, we're going to be talking about active engagement that I call. Those are my words. I don't know if they have better words for them somewhere else. But we're going to be talking about people actually interacting with your website. And what I like to also think of it as a digital connect card. We bring people into the church and we sometimes say, boy, I hope they come back. Other times we say, here's a connect card, fill it out and let us know how we can serve you. And mm-hmm. they fill out the card and you have a follow-up process. We just want to take that strategy into the digital age with our website. That's basically what we want to do.
Yeah, no, that's so true. You're exactly right. It's so funny because we were just talking a few of us on staff about how we may be getting rid of our paper connect cards and putting everyone towards a digital, towards a website, or towards a text and church type of environment and going strictly to there. Okay, so you want to be very active here. You don't want to be very passive. Okay, so talk to me about some things that we could be doing.
So number one is you have to tell your web visitors what you want them to do, right? You don't just lay out connect cards in your foyer or put one in the seat backs or even on the seat cushions and hope they come up. Usually during your Sunday morning announcements, the pastor or whoever's doing the videos will say, hey, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for visiting. We got a nursery. And also, we have this nice perforated or separate card called the connection card. We want you to fill it out, let us know you were here, and how we can best serve you and your family. Turn it in and get a gift, right? We want to take that and translate it into the website. So number one, we've talked about this before, I think, on the last time I was here. I can't remember. But number one is you want to have a contact form on the bottom of every page of your website. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about if you know what a footer is, that's the bottom of your website that appears on every page. You want to have a unique contact form on every page. So if someone's there and has a question, they can ask it right away. There's a couple ways you can do this, but the most basic way, whatever content management system you're using, whatever CMS platform you're using, WordPress, Squarespace, Wix, anything like that, you can put a contact form on your page and just tell people. hey, you're looking at our youth page, right? You're looking at our youth ministry page. Do you have a question? Does your student need special accommodations? Let us know by filling out this form here below or give us a call. And then on that form, it specifically says what's the parent's name, what's the student's name, what's your question, what's their age, you know, what classes are they interested to, and they can fill that information out. Now, maybe on the staff page, what I've had a lot of success with, insider information, on the staff page at the bottom, put a contact form to get in touch with one of the staff. So you can put a form down there that says, want to connect with the staff. You could say, what's your name? What's your email? Which staff do you want to connect with? Pastor Ken, Youth Pastor Joe, Children's Pastor Bob, any one of those, and they can select it. And then you get that contact form and you know that this person wants to talk to Bob. Get it over to Bob so he can call this person right away. Right. And that's so unique and so quick. And that's just one easy way to get more engagement.
Now, let me ask you this question, because sometimes on our webpage, we don't have that on ours, but on our webpage, like if you go to my student page, hey, if you want more information about the student ministry, contact Tom, and you embed an email to, and it goes to a mail. Is that the same thing? Is it different? You know, talk to me about that.
Yeah, no, that's, hey, you want to use that, that's fine. But the contact form is better because it's less work. It's right there for you and it gets all the information for you. Anything that says mail to Tom, I'll tell you this, someone's going to click on it on desktop and it's going to open up the mail app for the first time. And they're going to be like, oh, what's going on? I've never, you ever do that? The default program isn't set. And you're like, goodness. They click on it on their phone and it opens up an email. They have no idea what your email is. They have no idea what to say. You're not getting in there. Someone's going to email you. This happens all the time. Someone's going to email you and says, hey, Bob, I got a question. My student's having a hard time. Give me a call back. And you didn't get their name. You got their email. That's not in the system. It's not very intuitive. You don't have that stuff. So, and it's also just, it's hoping it's out there. Hey, you got a question, email us. Instead of, here's a very targeted contact form. Targeted, that's a new word that I used. Targeted contact form, and you get all the information, and it's, again, unique, so you get the information you need, and they feel like they're listened to because it's not just a blank page. They're guided into filling this out. So you get, I don't want anyone to think that, oh, 100 people are going to come to our site, 90 of them are going to fill out contact forms. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. But the ones you do get, if you can get even 5 to 10%, you're doing super awesome. But that is people reaching out to you, and you know exactly how to reach out to them, what needs they have, what they want to talk about, and then how you can serve them before they even step foot in the building. So that would be step one. Just get a contact form at the bottom of your page. Treat it like a connect card. When this comes in, I'm calling you back either right away or the next day.
And you said most church management systems usually have this kind of opportunity.
Yeah, most content management. I know CMS stands for a lot of things. Content management systems. Those are WordPress, Squarespace, Wix.
But then can I put I think I understand better what. Okay, so yeah, okay, good. So that does that. Okay, so that's one step you can take. What's another step?
Another step that's still underutilized in churches is to get some kind of messaging platform on your website, whether you pay for one that the other business is using. I'm going to pull up a website here right now that just launched. It's a church website. You might have heard of it. North Point launched their website.
I have no idea who that is.
they're using Intercom, and they have a little chat box that comes up on the bottom right, and it says, hi there, ask us anything or share your feedback. Okay. You could also use Facebook Messenger that embeds in your website a couple of different ways. You can use any other tool that provides a little message box at the bottom right of your website. And then anytime someone's on your website, they come to your homepage, they want to ask you a specific question, or perhaps they're on a page and they want to ask they just get the idea that I need to ask a question right now. That little box right there, we're slowly getting trained to click on that and talk to someone right away. And so if you don't want to have contact forms on the page, or maybe you do, and you also want to have this little chat box, that's a fantastic way to get people to engage with your site in a new way that will get them to follow up with you. So either you have the chat box up And then from 8 to 5, when Susie's in reception, she can have it up on her computer. And then if someone has a question, she can answer it right away. Or if it's after hours, there's two things you can do. You can have someone ask the question and then reply back. That sounds awesome. We'd love to talk to you tomorrow morning about it. Give us your number. We'll call you back within 24 hours, which is what a lot of basic chatbots will do, and that's fine. Or you could do an AI chatbot. I can't remember the one. We had a Church Training Academy Insider program one, and it basically says, hey, what do you want to know about? Children, youth, adult ministry, groups? They click on youth, and it says, oh, okay, cool. What do you want to meet our leaders? You want to see our service times? You want to see information about camp? And then you click on information about camp, and it says, okay, cool. Here's the times. Here's the date. Here's the money. And then it kind of guides them through a conversation automatically. That's a little more advanced and probably going to be a little bit more pricey, but another way to get people to engage with your website and follow up. So they're not just, again, it's, you don't want that. You don't want to stop at, boy, I hope they saw that information. It's another way to get them engaged so you can follow up.
Yeah. Now, again, you kind of talked about this a little bit, but I just want to make it clear just for anybody listening. You don't have to have this man 24/7. That's correct, right?
I mean, that's right.
You can set up some automated responses, and then you can then set up an email address then that someone will get notified, hey, there's a message we have to respond to. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. So if there's an after hours message, a lot of us, if we've done anything like this, we've seen it before. So that's probably why I'm not explaining it, because I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I was explaining it well enough, but the chat box will come up and say, hey, how can I help you? And they'll say, what time does youth meet on Sundays? It'll come back and say, all right, no one's available right now. Or if you don't have a program to automatically give that, but
yeah,
maybe they ask about counseling or something. It says, okay, great. No one's available right now. However, can we call you back tomorrow morning? What's a good phone number? Or we'll reach out tomorrow morning for more information. How about your email? You do this. You see this a lot with tech support messages where you send them a message, they don't get back right away.
Yeah.
But their answer goes to your email because they ask for that. So it doesn't have to be manned all the time. I don't want you to man it all the time. I don't man it.
Yeah.
Those messages go to my inbox and I get it tomorrow morning. But yeah, that's how that works. You don't have to man it all the time. It can be automated. And if not, it'll get their email address and you can email them back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know our church just put one of those up on our website within the past like 4 months ago. And I feel like the guy who runs that has said not a ton of traffic, but there's at least a few a day that he gets people kind of interacting with. So that's kind of a cool way, definitely a cool way.
Yeah, and the application that I use and that I just pulled it up, that our CTA Insider uses called Continually. It's the easiest AI mapping I've seen. It's just drag and drop. So you can check that out. It was on AppSumo. It's $50 one time. Now there's a subscription part of it, but could be totally worth it for you.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely cool. That's great. Those are two great suggestions already. So good. What else do you have for us?
Yeah, so one more thing with anything that you do with this follow-up, just a little quickie here. To get people to really trust that you will follow up, you need to give them a promise, okay? You need to give them a couple things, but let's start with a promise. So anytime I see a church website and I see a contact form that says, hey, you want to talk to Pastor Bill? You know, get us your information and we'll call you back.
Yeah.
When are you going to call me back? When am I going to hear from Pastor Bill? Is he going to call me tonight? Is he going to call me tomorrow when I'm at work? What's going on here? And then maybe worst case, I put in my information and I never hear back because Pastor Bill doesn't check his emails. The email goes to the old secretary who no longer exists anymore. There needs to be a promise there. Yes. So if I fill out a contact form, I should know when I should expect a call back. So for example, on that youth page, have a question about one of our events or need special accommodations, fill out the form below and we'll contact you within the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. That way I know if I fill it out today, by Thursday, I should have an answer to my question. Now, maybe I see it on Friday and I need to know by tomorrow. Then I know, okay, the contact form is not what I want. I need to go ahead and call. And that's pushing people towards the call because it's no longer, let's see what happens. It's no, okay, I need to know now. So let's go ahead and get a call. And so that pushes people to that call. And then speaking of calls, just make sure now this is where I don't know about all the platforms. Make sure that any phone numbers on your website, when they're viewed on a mobile device, if you can click it. So for example, I hate it now because I do it on all my sites. I'm on a website and I'm like, oh, I want to call this clinic or something. And I have to copy the phone number And then sometimes it doesn't copyright because the text isn't formatted right. Yeah. And then I have to try to, you know, micromanage it, get it right there, and then copy it. And then I have to go back to my phone app and then paste it in. Hopefully, and it's just, it's a mess. And it sounds like a huge first world problem. And it is, Tom. It is the hugest first world problem. But guess what? We wear phones on our wrists because we're too lazy to take them out of our pocket now. I mean, right. Saving those seconds is the difference between engagement and, boy, I hope they saw us. That's the hugest difference.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question about phone calls. Do people still make phone calls? I mean, in a sense, like, I know a lot of my communication I do will be text, email, or whatnot. I know as a youth pastor, I don't get a lot of phone calls. I get a lot of much more emails. So again, I think it's very important that we have to push people to the phone call. But are still phone calls very important, like for your church?
Yeah. So phone calls are still very important. Depends on your area. This is something that's going to be very, very area influenced. Mm-hmm. Typically, the smaller towns, you'll get a phone call more often than the bigger towns because the bigger towns have more amenities. And if someone else does it without a phone call, they'll just find that person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, definitely you still want to be available on the phone call. And not only that, be prepared to do something. There's nothing worse than saying, I need to know if you'll take my student to camp. Are there any scholarships available? And I'm going to call the church. And then, you know, the receptionist answers and she's like, I don't know. Let me call the youth pastor and he'll call you back. And you know, really what she means to say is he'll call you back, hopefully, because now she's got to get a hold of him. And then he's got to get your contact info. Hopefully it all transfers over in the process. So whoever's answering the phone needs to know stuff or needs to, again, promise, let me get in touch with the youth pastor and he'll call you back before 5, right? Yeah. And then I know I can expect a call before 5. That is the difference between me taking you seriously and not. Imagine your AC went out. Our AC went out at my house. We called the normal guy who put in the AC unit and they don't work on Saturdays. So I Googled HVAC people that are open on Saturdays, found one, and he said, all right. He answered it and was like, what's going on? I told him, and he's like, cool. We're going to send a tech out tomorrow between 10 and 12, and he will call you between 10 and 12 when he's on the way. So I knew exactly when to expect a call, and I was fully ready to call someone else at 12 o'clock, but he called me during the window, and then he ended up getting our business. That's a business example, but when you treat it that way, you give someone a time frame, you give them expectations, you give them a promise, you just give them something, they are going to respond, whether it is through a contact form, a message, or a phone call. Like that's what you need to do. I will call you back. I promise you this.
Yeah. And you know what, to be honest, there, as much as I don't use the phone as much anymore, I will say there are times when I definitely be like, okay, I'm tired of looking at this website. I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call someone. I want to talk to someone. And I actually want to talk to someone, not an automated service. You know, I mean, I'm trying to call, you know, a college and I'm pushing this button, this button. I'm like, I just want to talk to someone for a quick second. And, you know, again, it's just, it's nice to talk to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And thankfully churches, we don't use, it's called an IVR. We don't use that much, if at all, unless you're like a large church that has like a church and a school and some kind of other external ministry and you got to route calls that way.
Yeah.
Most of us, you will call and you should get an answer. You should. However, you know, so just be ready for that. And if you get a voicemail, again, put on your voicemail message before they even leave it. Hey, thanks for calling Southwest Baptist Church. Leave us a voicemail. We'll call you back within 24 hours or by Monday if it's the weekend. And again, they know what they can expect. They can trust you. And if you deliver on that, boy, you just start that relationship on a good note. And that's what this is all about, Tom, right? It's you're building relationships. And then when you have a contact form, you have people for follow-up, messaging, maybe even do texting we didn't get into. You know, you're just starting that relationship on the right foot before they even step foot in the door. And that's what this really comes down to.
Yeah, it makes a really good impression, you know, so, and you're moving them on. So I think it's great. This is very, very helpful. And I'll definitely have all that stuff that you talked about in the show notes so people can check that out and do that as well. So, all right, dude, well, listen, this has been helpful beyond words. I always like hearing your inputs on this kind of stuff. And a lot of times it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So it's fantastic. Okay. But before I let you go again, where can people find you? Where can people, you know, get your social stuff and then your website again?
Yeah, I'm Justin Nava everywhere. So JustinNava. That's my name on Facebook, YouTube. Hopefully, I got to go set up. I think I finally crossed 100.
So yeah, I can set that up. I know that you were really close. So
I was really, I was like 99 after you and Jeff joined it. So I was like, I think I'm almost there. Anyways, but I will be on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, especially Twitter. That's where I spend most of my time. And then my website is justinnava.com. Just go there, fill out a contact form or message me. My DMs are always open. I love talking to new people and learning about people. And if you're ever concerned, like, man, I got a question, but I don't want it to turn into like an hour sales pitch, I don't do that. The first conversation never starts with money. So I promise you that. Don't hold back. Send me a message. I'd love to talk with you. And if you want more information, Tom, if I may, if you're in more media stuff, you want some more information on video, audio, photography, stuff like that. I'm also one half of Church Training Academy. So you can go find, again, churchtrainingacademy.com or Church Training Academy anywhere. We talk about all things beyond websites and communications. And that's a great resource to have in your back pocket as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So I'm glad you already volunteered that information. So that works out. That's great. Yeah, I would strongly recommend you track down Justin on all those platforms. If you got a question, he's on social all the time. So definitely talk with him. I love conversing with him on things. He's got lots of great stuff, especially on Twitter, because that's where I live half the time. So I love following along with you. Well, Justin, as always, I hope you stay cool and comfortable in the hot weather. But thanks so much for joining me today, dude.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Justin. It's always great talking to him about website and all that kind of stuff, website-related stuff. And it's really neat because I have been seeing more and more on the side, the connection card type of thing. You know, get in touch with us. You want more information about this? Fill out this form real quick. It's a simple form. You know, we do that at our sports facility. We have the sports facility our church owns called the End Zone, and we do that to get people the right information. I've been seeing that more and more. So I do think that's a really good strategy to take and really good thing to do. So I like that idea. I like the other things that we discussed as well, but I would love to hear from your thoughts on this. What are you doing to optimize your website for next steps? Share it with me. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about it. You can hit me up on Twitter. That's where I like to live, at TA Pounder. I would love to talk to you a little bit more about that. So share with me on that. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Psychic Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast and you want to subscribe to it, you can go to iTunes or Spotify and subscribe there. Or you can go to ympsychic.com. There I've got the podcast, and you can subscribe to it on Google Play and iTunes as well. But you can also check out my blog and some vlogs, as well as information on Digital Bootcamp. It's the free Facebook group designed for ministers of all backgrounds in all jobs to come and learn digital tools to help expand their reach. And I like to say it's free because there are Facebook groups out there that do what I do, but it's for paid. This one's free. We talk about a lot of digital stuff and really about how you can expand your reach. So there's some great conversations there. So I'd love for you to join that. You can go to ympsychic.com and check that out, or you can simply just look on the show notes and click the link there. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and until next time, have a great one.